Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes that little voice in your head, the one whispering doubts and fears, can feel like it's running a marathon. Ever felt that way? Like you're constantly battling inner turmoil, second-guessing yourself, holding back from taking chances because of fear? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We've all been there. It's human nature to grapple with uncertainty and self-doubt. But here's the good news. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools to tackle those pesky fears head-on and build unshakable confidence. Think of it like this. Stoicism is your personal strength training program for your mind. Today, we're diving deep into how you can overcome fear and self-doubt using practical, actionable Stoic strategies. You ready? Let's do this. First up, accept what's within your control. Stoics believe that true power comes from focusing on what you can influence, your thoughts, actions, reactions. The world throws a lot of curveballs, and we can't control everything that happens to us. But what we can control is how we respond to those events. Remember it at time you bombed a presentation? You couldn't control the butterflies in your stomach or the unexpected technical glitch, but you could control how you handled it. Did you let panic take over, or did you improvise and keep going? Next, practice negative visualization. Sounds kinda gloomy, right? Hear me out. It's not about wallowing in negativity. Instead, imagine potential setbacks beforehand. Think about that upcoming audition. What are your fears? What could go wrong? By visualizing these challenges, you prepare mentally and emotionally, making them less daunting when they actually happen. It's like doing a mental what-if exercise to build resilience. Speaking of preparation, live in accordance with nature. Stoics emphasize living in harmony with the natural world and accepting its cycles, growth, decay, change. This means understanding that fear is a natural human emotion, not something to be eradicated. It's okay to feel scared sometimes. The key is to acknowledge it, process it, and then move forward. Now, focus on your values. What truly matters to you? Courage, honesty, kindness? When facing fears, remind yourself of these core values. Let them guide your actions and decisions. Think about a time when standing up for what's right felt scary. But by staying true to your values, did you feel empowered even in the face of fear? Finally, remember that you are not alone. Stoics believed in community and shared responsibility. Connecting with others who understand your struggles can be incredibly powerful. Join a supportive group, talk to a trusted friend, or simply remember that millions of people have faced similar fears and overcome them. You've got this. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're about to give a big presentation at work and your heart is racing. You might feel the urge to freeze up, avoid eye contact, or even cancel altogether because fear is whispering in your ear, telling you it's going to be disastrous. But what if, instead of letting fear control you, you use those Stoic strategies? First, remind yourself that you can't control how the audience reacts, but you can control your preparation and delivery. Visualize yourself confidently presenting, answering questions with ease, and engaging your audience. Remember your values. Are you committed to sharing your knowledge, taking initiative, or being a strong team member? Let those values guide you. And finally, remember that everyone gets nervous sometimes. Even the most seasoned presenters feel butterflies. You're not alone in this. So the key takeaways here are: fear is a normal human emotion, but it doesn't have to dictate your life. By focusing on what you can control, visualizing potential challenges, living in accordance with nature, staying true to your values, and remembering that you are not alone, you can overcome self-doubt and unleash your inner strength. Ready to build your Stoic core? I want to hear from you. Share your biggest fear or a time when you faced it head-on using these strategies. Post it on our social media pages or leave a comment below. Let's build this community together, one fearless step at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that Stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.